Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we are in Athens. Since the onset of the financial crisis, images surrounding Greece's parliament and Syntagma Square have become notorious around the world and have set the stage for social upheaval. However, only a few streets away you'll find a labyrinth of bustling commercial activity and many diverse, interesting food places. A well-traveled branding designer who's also an olive oil sommelier has picked out her favorite places for us.
A bright wintry day in downtown Athens. I'm walking in the commercial center here, the historical center as it's known, meeting Eli Georgi, a branding designer, who's gonna walk us through what used to be not really a food destination. It's only turned into a food destination the past decade or so. So, Eli, hi.
Hello. This part of Athens used to be a bit off limits in terms of foodie adventures. It's still the commercial center, and we're going to walk past the main fish market and meat market, a lot of spice shops, a lot of places selling local ingredients from the islands and northern Greece. Increasingly, however, partly because the rents were very low, it was a depressed area with a little bit of a crime problem 10 years ago, a lot of people took the chance to open small restaurants and essentially set up the revival of the city's gastronomic scene.
So where do we start our journey?
We're starting our journey at a deli called Karamanlidika that sells a selection of dried meats and aged cheeses right next to the Athens Meat Market.
So we've just walked in what looks like the hanging salami gardens of Athens. Eli, why here?
So this is a place where I would naturally come on a Saturday, noon, after having done some shopping downtown in the market, to have a plate of dried meats, some cheese, and an ouzo or raki, depending on my mood and the weather. This is a place where you can get a whole variety of dried meats made in the tradition of the Karamanlidis ethnic group, which were Turkish-speaking Greeks who migrated when there were population exchanges in the 1920s. What's interesting about this particular place is that when these people came and they brought their food with them, it would have been a very alien set of dishes. And by now, they've entered popular culture and become something that you have as part of a meze tradition, where you would sit down with friends and share a lot of small plates and quite a bit of alcohol. The dishes would be mainly pungent. There's a lot of garlic, a lot of spices, which would have been very unfamiliar to Greeks who were, until then, rather unadventurous with their taste. And you basically see the whole impact of returning populations back into the Greek fold and bringing their own dishes with them. What I like about this place and the neighborhood it's in is that it's a neighborhood that was shaped by migration. So you'd have the first wave, people like the Karamanlidis who came from the former Ottoman Empire in the 20s. Then you had, the end of World War II, loads of Greeks coming from the countryside and swelling the population of Athens. And in the 90s, you had people fleeing the former Soviet republics. You had a lot of Albanians, a lot of Poles. We can get some fantastic, Russian herring in the market around the corner and really good vodkas. And in the last maybe 10 years, you have a lot of Indian, Bangladeshi, Pakistani immigration, which essentially means that this neighborhood now has some exciting Indian restaurants, which Athens never had before. So this is a neighborhood that has been shaped by successive waves of migration, and it really shows in a variety of very interesting foods.
The waiter has just served us this, what looks like pastrami.
The Greek word for this kind of meat is pastrumas, which comes from a Turkish word which means pressed meat. It is similar to pastrami, it tends to be drier and more aromatic. It's a little bit tougher, which is why you wouldn't put it in a sandwich. It's a bit harder to bite through. So you serve it sliced with olives and cheese and, cubes of bread and pickled vegetables. And you'd have it essentially with something very alcoholic to help it go down. Can you feel the smell sticking to your clothes?
Totally.
My dog's going to love me when I get home.
Wow, what a different place. Strikingly different, actually. Minimalist decor, jazz music. Where are we?
We're in a place called Melilotos. It's a small restaurant, family-owned. And what they've done is bring together a lot of regional ingredients. Some reinvented, some left in very traditional recipes. And they're very, very proud of sourcing the ingredients locally from small producers and bringing in essentially recipes that would have been too expensive or maybe a bit too sophisticated 20 years ago. I think I like them partly because I see them as creative expression of reacting to the crisis, people trying to do something that they're proud of in the middle of a very difficult financial situation for most Greeks. They source, you know, everything from their bread, which comes from an island 200 kilometers from Athens, their olive oil, cheeses from northern Greece or the islands, meats from small producers in central Greece. And they bring them together in ways that are both familiar and surprising, which is always good in a restaurant. So our first course is pava, which is a kind of pale yellow split pea, close to dal. It's been slow-cooked with a kind of preserved pork and served with mint olive oil on top. There's flourishes that make it much more interesting than its traditional version.
And we also have a salad here. Lentils, lettuce, cheese.
So a lentil salad would be a very traditional dish for what was essentially a poor country. A Greek menu traditionally would be very rich in pulses and legumes, partly because people couldn't afford meat all the time. And in the 80s and 90s, when people became both, you know, I suppose financially more secure and a bit nouveau-riche in their tastes, everybody went heavily into meat. But in the last 10 years, partly because of the crisis and partly because of a turn to farm-to-table philosophy and slow food and taking more pride in their local food production, you see a lot more, you know, simple, poor dishes on the menus, things, you know, like a lentil salad, which is extremely economical to prepare. It's very, very fresh. There's a lot of herbs, spicy mint and parsley notes. Actually, this would be a fantastic summer dish.
Moving on, we have the main course here, something meatier again, the pièce de résistance, and a more unusual salad than the ones we're used to on the Greek traditional table.
So we have a salad that brings together apples, beetroot, and very unusually turnip, with a dressing of walnuts, sesame seeds, and raisins. And the main dish, seeing as we're going to do a bit more walking afterwards, is a mini meatloaf of beef with grilled sweet potatoes and a beetroot puree. Beet potatoes is something that you don't normally see on a Greek menu, neither is turnip, actually, which is considered a very cheap vegetable more fit for pigs. Part of the charm of this restaurant is that they keep looking at healthy ingredients, things that are vegan and diabetic friendly, and they've ended up rediscovering a lot of the forgotten produce that people would, you know, a few years ago not really pay attention to at the farmer's market. And now they're prized and they actually do a lot of interesting things with them. Wow, the meatloaf is succulent. Okay, it's fantastic. You have to try.
Our final stop for the day. Where are we?
So we're standing in front of Krinos, which means lily, and it's one of the oldest pastry shops in Athens since 1923. It's a bit strange calling it a pastry shop because they only serve one thing, and that's what we're going to try with a cup of very strong Greek coffee.
Loukoumades, here we come. They look like inflatable onion rings.
That's not a bad way to describe them, actually. What we have in front of us is a plate of piping hot, very fresh loukoumades, which is most closely related to what the Italians call struffoli. It's essentially deep-fried dough rings. They're in the same family as beignets or donuts, but in my opinion, they're far superior because they combine the syrup with the crunchy texture of many of the Ottoman sweets. It's served traditionally with a lot of cinnamon. There are people who will try to serve them you with Nutella. Resist, it's an abomination. So we're having the classic with a lot of lemon and orange water-flavored syrup and extra cinnamon on top.
What a sweet way to end this. Thank you, Ellie.
Thank you.
That was Monaco's Natalie Savarikas with Eli Tsortsi in Empore Kotrikono in Athens. This has been episode number 72 of Food Neighbourhoods. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thank you for listening and bye for now.